And speaking of the virus and speaking of all the stuff that has sort of affected and changed and turned upside down our lives, we got a great in-studio segment for you right now. I told you about it earlier. The Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, and I'm a big fan of the airport. I'd rather fly out of there than just about anywhere in the Northeast. I just think it's a great facility. The parking is convenient. It's a wonderful facility. But Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, like airports and the travel industry, hotels, everything was hit hard, real hard. I mean, smacked and basically brought to its knees in terms of like normal traffic and all that last spring. But they've done an amazing job during the whole COVID period on getting that consumer confidence and the comfort level and the health levels where they need to be. And one reason is the commander of that airport, or the person at the top, and that's Ted Kitchens. He's the executive director of the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. He's in our studios this morning, all the proper distancing, by the way, folks. And he's worked with a lot of different folks to make sure that that airport is safe and comfortable and healthy to fly in and out of. And I think they're going to have a very busy spring and summer and fall, because our friends at AAA Travel, one of our great sponsors with 18 offices in northern New England, Jennifer Wakefield was just on yesterday talking about consumer confidence coming back and people already looking at trips this summer and fall and next winter that they put off. Ted Kitchens in our studios, the director of the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Great to be with you.
Well, always good to have you. What were the challenges? And it probably seems like the last year was 10 for you. You've had a very impressive career managing airports, including some larger ones. Now you've had to navigate through this. What are you seeing? What were some of the unusual challenges you had to deal with as it pertains to public safety, consumer confidence, employee confidence of people going in and out of an airport during this period?
Well, that's a great question. And I think the biggest challenge that we had was the perception that people had on the safety of travel and the safety of the airport environment, right? So I think, you know, finding ways to improve that consumer confidence is critical for all airports, not just Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, but all airports and even airlines to get people back into the fuselage.
And now I think you're seeing, I know folks, I have a lot of friends in the last few weeks, they've been going back and forth to Florida. This is a typical busy time of year. You have a lot of flights in and out of there. But to get that confidence back, you've turned to different partners out there, and you've turned to a company right here in New Hampshire that I've been involved with in helping to get it started, of connecting the great expertise in the military with our veterans to the civilian and corporate world, called Fusion Cell. And we have a couple folks from Fusion Cell in our studio. But talk about why you turn to folks from the military side of things to look at that safety, because I know a lot about the military, and I know they have public health information officers that know more about viruses, more about contagion, more about threats than probably any other sector, because they have to deal with that. Every time they set up a base somewhere in the world, they have to worry about things like viruses. So tell us about this this relationship.
Yeah, so it really began when, you know, after we all hit rock bottom as an industry in late March, early April, and the industry has stabilized about 95% down in demand. And, you know, I challenged my leadership team with developing a new strategic plan, because, you know, we had a typical 3 to 5 year strategic plan like many organizations do, and we had to quickly pivot. And I can't wait till we don't have to use that word ever again.
I'm with you.
We had to pivot to a 6 to 9 month plan, because we just didn't know. I mean, we knew the world was going to be different, right? But we didn't know exactly how that was going to be different. So, you know, one of the thoughts that I threw out on the table when we were doing the strategic plan is, we know we're clean, right? I mean, that's the cleanest airport I've ever been in. And I've worked many different airports, and Manchester just prides itself on its cleanliness. But there's a difference between clean and disinfected. Clean means there's nothing, you know, hiding out in the corner like a piece of paper, right? Disinfected means there's not a germ over in that corner.
Right, right.
So we first had to understand that, but then how do we know we're clean? And how do we verify that? One of my favorite quotes is trust but verify, right?
Right.
We all know where that came from, right? So we can trust the process, but we have to verify that process. And it can't come from us. I'm supposed to say we're clean, right? But it's good to have that expertise. And you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned the military has it, right? I mean, they deal with biological warfare day in and day out around the world. They have to. So they have some of the best trained epidemiologists and public health experts in the world. So when FusionCell came to light, I was like, well, that's just a natural fit. I mean, I've done a lot of work with Edge for Vets and other, you know, transition organizations that help veterans transition from service to the civilian workforce and map those skill sets so that they're successful in their post-military career. So this was just a natural fit for me to continue that effort that I've always enjoyed doing in my previous stops, and then also bring that expertise right. So that we can verify what we're doing.
Matt Morrissey with FusionCell, the CEO and Chief Operating Officer. This is a company based in Windham. I'm obviously quite familiar with it because I'm involved and I believe in it. I'm a cheerleader of it. I think this is great. But good. Thank you for being with us, and tell us a little bit about your working with the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport.
Well, thanks for having us, Jack. It was a natural fit for us as well. Ted mentioned the word pivot. And we had to do a remarkable pivot as well when March or April rolled around, because the heart of what we do is harness veteran talent and bring it to the civilian workforce. And we knew that the hiring was certainly going to slow down, not sure for how long. But we're a team of mostly Air Force recruiters. And I remember having, of course, a Zoom meeting and asking the question, are there some unique skill sets that could really help the public right now? And right away, their answer was emergency management. And as a civilian, my first question was, well, what's that? And we got pretty deep into understanding the fact that these bases across all branches for decades have had pandemic operation plans, have had virus outbreak plans. And I asked, you know, who in the military handles that? And it was these emergency managers that they started to speak of. And like Ted mentioned, backgrounds in board certified in public health, backgrounds in epidemiology, biostats, industrial hygiene. So within, I would say, 2 weeks, we started to pull together a team of experts across the branches, some in active duty, some in the Guard, some in the Reserve, some retired, and quickly learned that the strategies didn't need to be developed. They already existed. They just need to be applied. So we've worked with a lot of schools. We've worked with a lot of businesses right here in New Hampshire. And it was a natural progression. I don't even remember how I got introduced to Ted, but I think it took 15 minutes into one conversation to realize that the type of expertise that we could bring would probably and would be a key enabler in building that consumer confidence.
And since then, you've been able to help other facilities, prep schools. But let's stick with the airport story.
Yep.
And have you introduce a colleague who's in our studios with FusionCell from the United States Air Force. And first, let me thank him for his service before you do that. And then we're going to take a little break and come back with him and talk a little bit about that expertise.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Mike Klingshirn here with us today. He's our lead program manager for our COVID services. And, you know, where I've learned to speak like an epidemiologist over the last couple months, Mike's been living it for over 10 years being in the Air Force. I'll let Mike tell a little bit about his background, but it's really the profile of the sort of expertise that we've been able to harness.
Well, Mike, thanks for being in our studios. Thank you for your service in the United States Air Force. Just tell us a little bit about your role, how many years you were in, why you served, and how you enjoy now bringing that expertise to people like Ted Kitchens, Manchester, Boston, or Regional Airport, and beyond.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jack. My background's in pharmacology way back in the day, and the Air Force recruited me right out of pharmacy school, and really what they were trying to do is bump up that public health response post H1N1. And so the big onus was, how do we get more public health people into the Air Force? And so I was one of those recruits. They paid for a full ride scholarship down to the University of South Florida, and off to the races I was. So I've been doing public health and running the equivalent of a health department at stateside locations, overseas, working with ministries of health, helping to develop plans that work and synergize with everything else that's out there, so that it's not too different from what the military is doing to what the local or the host nation folks are doing.
How many years in the Air Force?
Yeah, I spent 10 years active duty. I got out in August of 2020, and I've been with FusionCell ever since. And so it's really just applying the skill sets that I've...
And real quickly, while you were in the Air Force, there was some stuff that we had to deal with more overseas, some here. I mean, we've had scares before, just this one rose to the pandemic level.
This one rose to the
pandemic
level.
What were some of the other things you had to deal with?
Yeah, I came in right after H1N1. So the big push was making sure that our disease containment plans can handle pandemic influenza. And putting in the baseline, those common pieces of the puzzle to
right.
handle what would happen for pandemic influenza, and it's completely applicable for COVID-19. And not much is different.
I'm sure I wish a lot of people got to use sooner. Hey, real quick, we're going to take a break. Good Morning New Hampshire. Come back and tell specifically what this effort has been able to do for the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport on some checkpoint areas and programs that work and are working in other places. And if you want to contact these folks, Matt will tell you how. Back on Good Morning New Hampshire right after this. In our studios, Ted Kitchens, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, and a couple folks from Fusion Cell, which is a pretty innovative, neat effort here in the Granite State that I was honored to be part of the getting this going with another buddy who was a special operative, Tony Negron, to help connect the military and veteran expertise with the corporate civilian world. It's a big bridge that needs to be covered. And this is a real-life example of how the military is helping folks like Ted Kitchens and the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport get over the COVID threat. Ted, talk about this and specifically how it worked and bring back into our guest here on this partnership and what they were able to bring to you.
Well, yeah, and I like to go back to that pivoting in that strategic plan that we talked about in the previous segment. You know, one of the things that came out of that was the realization that clean is going to be the new definition of secure. And I think that's just beautiful in its simplicity and its clarity, right? And so we believe that the consumer is going to really value public health and the perception that they have of an organization's commitment to public health as a factor in their purchasing decision. Through another partner of ours, the UNA Survey Center, we know 40% of passengers in New Hampshire, or excuse me, New Hampshire residents, I should say, want to use a smaller airport for their air travel needs in a post-pandemic world. Now, knowing what we all now know about community spread, how many of us knew what community spread was before March of last year? But now that people are thinking about it, they're like, well, you know, I don't want to have that large airport experience. I want to have that smaller airport experience because I can control the number of people I interact with. So coming out of all of this was this realization that we needed to get this expertise in here. And then, as I said earlier, trust but verify. And the way you do that is you do an audit. So we asked Fusion Cell to come in and just look at all of our cleaning practices and cleaning protocols and find what we're doing right, but also the purpose of an audit is to find areas for improvement. And so Fusion Cell did verify a lot that we were doing right. We were leading on air purification standards. We were doing all the things that we could do right, but there were a few things that we could improve upon, and we're in the process of closing those gaps now.
Matt and Mike, jump in here. What were you able to help add to this, and be specific if you may?
Yeah, one of the pieces of the puzzle is being able to verify that something's clean. And so things that you can measure are things that you can manage. And when you think about the cleanliness of a surface, it's really how do you tell that it's clean? It looks clean, but without getting in there with a microscope or being able to swab it and send it out to a lab, is there a way to get into a technology that can tell you that surface is clean and it's effectively cleaned? And so just yesterday we brought a technology to the table that's been used in the food industry. It's also been used in healthcare for infection control, and it helps you get more confidence in the cleanliness of the surface. We had a product demonstration in front of Ted and the executive team. We had the janitorial staff there as well. And it was just a way to help verify that another layer of security that, yes, it looks clean, but is it clean, and how can we tell?
And I think one of the things that has really made a difference for Manchester, we have a methodology we refer to as the Big Six, and there's six main areas in which you attack any virus outbreak, COVID being one as well. And our audit looked across all six of those areas. And there was a, 25-30 page final report that came to Manchester. We spent a lot of the summer over. And the beauty was they checked a lot of those boxes already, but where those gaps existed before we could even get to final report, they were already starting to implement them. Why we're here this week, actually Mike's on site here from Florida, is we're now 90 days into this validating and making sure a plan is great, but to Ted's point, the plan's only as good as how you follow it. So that's what we're auditing this week. And then what Mike is talking about is now we're going to layer technology on top so that Ted's team can monitor real time how they're doing against cleanliness, sanitation, and really set the standard in the airline industry, I think, for what that's going to mean.
Is this a plan you see to keep in place, Ted Kitchens, going forward? Because, I don't want to get into this now, but I've been saying on the show for a while, I've been talking about this virus since March. I'm seeing a very encouraging spring. The Governor Sununu will be on again shortly this morning. April's looking much better. Long before Memorial Day, some of the mandates are going to be lifted. The numbers are coming down. The hospitalizations are coming down. There's more vaccinations. Johnson & Johnson's around the corner. The governor's going to tell us that's going to be added here. So I'm seeing a much better spring and summer and fall. And as the word COVID comes out of the news because the threat level will drop, doesn't mean it goes away, but there might be another one in a year or two. Are plans like this going to be something you keep almost like a home has a home? People in the family have a home safety plan with alarms and what happens if there's a fire. Is this a plan that has shelf life?
Absolutely. Our number one job as an airport is to ensure the safety of travel, right? That everybody goes home, everybody gets home safe and secure. And that's why we liked clean is the new secure and clean is the new safe. That's why we liked that mantra, because it's just an extension of what we do on the airfield every day or what we're doing with our partners at TSA every day. So this is certainly going to continue to go on and going forward. And we've already took a next step by getting another certification, the first airport in New England to get this certification, only the 15th airport in the globe. And that certification is a Global Biorisk Advisory Council certification, or what we call GBAC. And that is a even deeper audit than what FusionCell provided. But FusionCell helped us prepare ourselves for that deeper audit, and we received that certification just before the end of the year. So our commitment to this is going to continue post COVID. Absolutely.
Matt Morrissey, is that accreditation something now you're going to work with other facilities?
Yeah, so Mike and I have been very busy, not just airports, but in the lodging industry, convention centers, so on and so forth. It's a great program.
Imagine schools, too.
Yeah, schools as well. And there's a partnership between GBAC and the American Association of Airline Executives. So this is something that the airlines are looking at, similar to, I think, the 9/11 scenario, where an event created a need for security to be better, and it made for a better airport. I think we're seeing the same sort of trend for sanitation with airports. Everybody's going to want a cleaner airport because of COVID, but no one's going to want it to step back from that when it's over.
All right.
So I think this is a chance.
All right. Hey, I want to thank you very much. If people want to, Ted, easiest way to learn more about the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. By the way, I have no worries, no doubts. I'll be flying out of there actually in a couple of weeks. I guess truth be told, even I get a break once in a while. I think it's going to be very safe and busier for you in the days and weeks to come. It's a great facility. Best way to learn more is?
Just go to our website, flymanchester.com, and follow us on social media. We are taking a big step forward in our social media presence, and so link in with us. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
All right, thank you. And Matt Morrissey, best way to learn more about FusionCell?
Similar story, FusionCell, FusionCell.com. You can contact us through there, but we're also in every social media platform you can think of.
And it's pretty cool, and even tapping the special operative community, and that was the origin of the term FusionCell, going back to General McChrystal in the War on Terror, when you got the Green Berets talking with the SEALs, with Delta Force, with PJ, put them together versus in the silos. So pretty cool origin, great New Hampshire story. Ted, thank you. Matt, thank you. Mike, thank you for your service. We appreciate it for coming into the studios.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, have a candy on the way out. Back on Good Morning New Hampshire, Governor Chris Sununu talking about what to expect with more vaccinations available for the Granite State from an earlier interview on the Morning Information Center. That's next on Good Morning New Hampshire.